Pete, Matt and Kimber's
Leftovers
Podcast.
Hello, welcome back to Leftovers. It's been a little while. We had a hiatus.
I love Leftovers, though.
Do you?
Not just this bit, like just the idea of not having to cook again.
Oh, I was going to say,
throw it straight in the microwave.
Love it.
Tastes better.
So like good.
Cold Chinese, cold pizza.
Cold Chinese.
I love cold Chinese.
I love cold Chinese too.
Oh, salmonella. So we've already spoken about this. Rice. You've got to be careful.
Nah, man.
I love it. Honey
that
chicken.
That much MSG in that rice. Nothing's touching that. You know how this morning we had that question, Maddie, for Faith. You guessed honey is the thing that never goes bad. Well, it's honey and it's chicken chow mein.
Yep.
Special fried rice.
After the apocalypse, that's all will be left. Although, to be fair, after the apocalypse, it probably will be warm.
Well, that's a fair point. Yeah. So what's going on? What's happening?
Well, we're back. We've had a little hiatus, but we've been busy, haven't we? We've been building a boat.
We have, yes.
We should have been building a boat, but we've had a lot of stuff on.
Well, let's be honest. We didn't think anyone was listening.
Well, that too.
If you are listening.
I think we've had a lot of appointments and things. It feels we've had some commitments.
Yeah. I want to test this. If you are listening, I want you to lob into my DMs with a word. Somebody give me a word.
What about word of the year if you're listening to the show today? You can also get that on our podcast.
Stroll out.
I want you to lob into my DMs with the word.
I don't even know how to spell your name, Pete.
Stroll out. Yeah. That's okay. It's under Petey Perth.
They probably don't follow you.
Shut up, Jay.
Pete's just trying to get more likes and more followers.
You know what? Power to you. If you can be bothered, power to you.
Thanks, Kimber. I appreciate that. It's very kind of you. That's why you're over there with only... Oh, hang on a second. I'm going to check.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
James,
please.
That's why you're over there.
I'm on private, mate.
Yeah.
I don't need to be selling my soul.
791 followers.
Is this on Instagram?
Yep.
When it's you say drop me a message, do people have to be like one of your friends or whatever it is to be able to message you?
Nah, my stuff's not public.
Okay.
My life's an open book.
Pete's a corporate sellout.
I'm a damn right I'm a corporate sellout.
I don't like the idea of saying slip into my DMs.
Oh, slide in.
Slide in.
Yeah, I don't want people slipping in. Jeez.
Gross, they're slipping and sliding.
It is a bit gross.
Yeah. I get private DMs from people and I just ignore them.
Yeah. I get a
Some of them are inappropriate.
Yeah.
Well, DMs sounds like something that's inappropriate to me. It sounds like an abbreviation of something naughty.
Well, it's direct messages, but it's also deep and meaningfuls.
Oh, yes.
A DNM.
That's right.
Isn't that called a cup of tea or something now? Spill the tea.
Oh, shit.
Anyway,
spill the tea.
Yeah, well, anyway, slip into his DM.
I'm starting to get the feeling I understand why no one's listening to me.
Well, what didn't make the show today?
Well, I really liked one that Maddie pitched and the way that you pitched it, because you just basically read out the headline and said, well, if that's enough to get your attention, I will elaborate.
Well, it works for every other news service in the world.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to pull it up here.
I've got it here.
Have you got it there?
Yeah,
it's about the possum, the aggressive possum.
A lady in Dunedin who had to call the police because she was being held hostage in her own home by a possum.
Did it have a little gun or?
Yeah, what was it doing?
Every time she tried to move, it would attack her.
Wow. Dunedin's like one of the happiest places on earth.
It's cold, isn't it?
I love Dunedin. Yeah. It's a real like university town. It's like living on campus in the entire suburb or the entire city is made up of basically like you're on uni campus.
Okay.
That's
I always
cool.
thought it was pronounced Dunedin.
Dunedin.
I have trouble.
Just aggressive possums there.
Well, to be fair, when I was in Sydney, my mate had a possum issue and we put Vicks Vapor Rub all over his patio.
Oh, and it's a deterrent.
Yeah, well, and we watched them like not only get up on the Vicks but start to eat it, right? So we knew we were in trouble. And no kidding, these two possums came towards us and we had water, you know, this is awful. We had water pistols and we squirted them both and, of course, ha, 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 they ran away. But then they came back.
With friends.
They came back and they had this look in their eye and we squirted them again and sure, they sort of, you know, moved their head to not be hit by the water, but they didn't run this time. and they kept coming.
Oh.
And we're squirting, and they're coming, and we were trapped inside.
Oh,
they own the patio.
I just had visions of these possums coming at you and just pulling out like a super soaker.
I did it when I lived in Canada and came home one day and there was a raccoon on my porch. Oh. And the raccoons are like, most of them have got rabies.
Yeah.
And so they look really cute, but you sort of don't really want to mess with them. And they're super aggressive and they have these really crazy claws and their claws will destroy you. But they love garbage, man. They just, and they pick all the bins. And so the local council's there every like 6 months, they release new clips and stuff to put on the bins because the raccoons work them out and then keep opening the bins. And so there's garbage everywhere because once they get to a bag, they just destroy it with their claws. And there's just this raccoon on my porch with garbage and it's just staring me in the face. And I was like, I can't get into the house. Like, I don't know how else to get in. And it was late at night and I was banging on the basement window of my housemate's bedroom trying to wake him up going, I need you to come out and scare out the raccoon because they're terrifying.
How big are they?
They're pretty decent. Like,
like a dog? A small dog?
Like a small dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they'd be about the size of McGruff.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're a decent, like, decent-sized animal.
Mm.
Terrifying, though. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they'll hurt you. Oh, yeah, they're aggressive. And people keep them. Some people in Canada will be like, oh, I keep one in my garage because they feel bad. So they leave their garage doors open and put beds and food and stuff in there in the hope that they can domesticate them. But they're like...
rabies.
They're a pretty nightmare animal.
Yeah, that's gross.
How did the woman get out, the hostage?
She called 911 and the officers from Dunedin CBI came along and protected her.
Got a possum hostage situation.
Yeah, a situation.
A poss hoss.
And I also liked your cute little story this morning about... a couple of gentlemen at the shops, Casey.
They were so cute. I don't even know why I liked this so much, but I was walking at the shops yesterday and I walked past some older blokes, some grey-haired men, and they were doing some shopping, had a couple of bags, and I heard one of them say to the other, oh, I've just got to pick up a couple of extra things, a few extra things, and his mate went, I tell you what, why don't we instead just go home and have a beer?
Oh, yeah.
And that's great. And his mate went... yes. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, right, sure. And then they just turned around and they started walking back to the car.
Brilliant.
And I was like, this is just that world of either retired people or just a couple of blokes that are good mates that just, I don't know, I need a reason to have a drink. Like for me, I don't just go home and have a beer at lunch for the sake of having a beer. I'm kind of like, if I'm at an event or if there's something happening, I have a drink. And so the idea that you're just like, you know, just go home and have a beer at home, watch some TV, and they were just so sweet.
And his wife's probably sitting there going, why didn't you bring any of the stuff back that I asked you to bring back?
We had to have a beer. A
couple of frothies.
Oh, you need companionship in this life.
Yeah, and, I thought it was cute. Yeah. I liked it.
Little ally.
It's heaven. anything else?
No, I think that's pretty good.
What about you two? What's going on? You
right.
didn't think
Jeans
I'd get that face.
Oh,
did
you? I did laugh in at you, that. But I feel like I was just G'ing you up.
Okay.
I gave you a bit of fire in your belly.
Yeah.
No?
That's okay. I think it's fair to not have faith in us. We can't know everything.
I didn't know it. I said beans.
Beans.
Like, no.
Well, that's interesting because dried beans would last a long time.
Well, that's
wouldn't
what I thought.
They?
I was like, that would last forever.
Yeah.
And then I said spam.
Spam.
I thought spam. Oh, yeah.
Spam doesn't go.
Sadly,
well.
Spam probably does last forever. Yeah. But it's just, do you want to eat it 3,000 years later?
Well, haven't they opened cans of bully beef, which is essentially spam from the First World War, and it's like still okay?
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I'd rather go hungry.
I'm not going to lie. I do think about it when it's like Walking Dead. I do like think about what am I going to take from people's. Well, no, but I'd go like the ice cream and stuff has a much longer expiry date than you realize. So if zombies come, you don't have to give up the ice cream straight away.
Do we have a freezer though?
I don't know. In The Walking Dead, everything was still operational, right?
Like, no.
Still... I've not seen it.
In the beginning, there was still electricity.
Oh, in the beginning.
Yeah, like
early on.
When the zombies stop paying their bills, they cut them off. Yeah.
You know, you said Big Mac.
Yes, I did. Yes.
But there was that story, I don't know if you guys remember this, about the bloke in Utah who found a 20-year-old McDonald's cheeseburger in his coat jacket.
Yes.
That he claims he bought back in 1999 and found it in 2019.
Yeah.
And it was still perfectly preserved.
Yes, I've heard that. Yeah.
It's just never gone out again. I mean, I understand putting your hand in a jacket and going, oh my God, $20. I left it there, but not a Big Mac. Like, it's been 20 years since he wore the jacket.
It's probably a lot bigger than the Big Macs you get now.
I don't know. All right.
Cool.
Covered a lot of bases.
That'll do.
Have a good one.
Welcome back, Leftovers.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Slip into Pete's DMs.
Yeah. Pete, Matt, and Kim.